Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
The weekend is on us. Hey, how you doing? This is AAR Shanto, and I'm filling in for Mark Walters. He's going to be calling in. We have changed the game today, as you can see. And this is not a joke like we played a couple of weeks ago. I'm actually going to host a show. I've got the Mad Ogre, Mr. George Hill. How you doing, Mad Ogre?
It is a pleasure and a privilege, as always.
Well, thank you for coming on. And I've got some crazy people doing stuff in the windows. So what do you think about the NRA? There's some big news that's I just heard coming out of the NRA. Have you heard the news yet?
Well, you know, I've been picking up. I'm more of the gear guy. So,
yeah.
You know, the internal politics I really don't pay attention to and all that. You know, all that inside baseball, but some of the new products that are coming out really interest me. Smith & Wesson, man, they're doing pretty good. They've listened to requests, they've listened to customers, and they're coming out with a .45 caliber shield, which is that's going to be pretty hot. I like that.
Really, really. So what do we have a lot of good things coming out of the firearms industry this year?
You know, there's a lot of stuff that's just rehashing old ideas, you know, a .45 caliber shield is definitely one of the best things coming out. There's a lot of good products, we're seeing lots of variations on those good products.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just had SHOT Show, and that's where most of the new products are coming out, have been teased or demonstrated, but this .45 shield was surprising.
Really, really.
Yeah.
What
so it's a subcompact.
Really.
But it's a subcompact single stack striker mm-hmm. fired gun. Really light, really concealable, but in that .45 caliber. And really, there was only two other options if you wanted a gun like this, and that would be the Glock 36 or the Springfield XDS. So
mm-hmm.
this is filling a niche. I think it's a good one.
So you definitely, it's on your recommendation list.
Well, I can't recommend it because I haven't put my hands on it and tried it yet, but I am looking forward to that.
Wow.
I'm very optimistic.
Wow. Wow. And speaking of, so let's say if I'm a new, or I want to become a firearm, a gun owner, what mm-hmm. steps do I need to take? And the reason why I ask that question, because we have a lot of people that listen to the show, and of course some of them are trying to make the decision, do they want to, carry a gun? What steps
right.
should they make? You know, what are the correct steps to make, other than just going out there buying whatever?
Well, let's go ahead and make the assumption that the person has already made that decision, I'm going to buy a gun.
Yes.
I'm going to become a homeowner. Well, there's two things you need. One is you need some training. You need some firearms education. You need some knowledge. Knowledge is power. And
mm-hmm.
in this case, knowledge is firepower.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, it's going to keep that firepower from adversely affecting you and your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
So knowledge is important. To seek out some good training. So let's say you've got some training. You've got the basic information of gun safety and handling and all of that. Let's say you got that background done. Now, let's go into the gun store. The
mm-hmm.
first-time buyer, you want to go into a gun store that is, let's describe it as clean, inviting, and well-lit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't need to go into a dark, dank, man cave type, old, fuddy-duddy kind of gun store. You know, you got to go into some place that looks appealing to your taste.
Yeah.
You know, the glass needs to be clean. Everything needs to be well lit and bright so you can see what you're buying. It's like the old adage, don't go buy a used car at night.
Yeah.
You know, don't go buy a gun in a dank, dirty gun store.
Okay.
So, and the reason why I suggest that is because, and here's why. The old fuddy-duddy gun stores that are dank and dark, they're not well lit, they don't have the glass counters cleaned off. Those guys tend to give you information based on their own personal opinion, and they're not giving you the facts so you can make your own decision.
Okay.
The new gun stores that are clean and well-lit and bright, the glass is clear. You can look through the glass, and they're not all smudgy and oily with fingerprints and who knows what other substances. you know, those guys tend to be, and this is from experience touring lots of different gun stores, the clean, bright gun stores, they tend to listen to the customers more. So you want to say, hey, look, here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something, you know, whatever your situation is, you describe it to them, you describe what your experiences have been, and they can make suggestions based on the input that you've given them. But a good gun store should say, these are the suggestions, and here's the pros and cons of each one. And then that allows you to make a more educated decision. However, better yet are the gun stores that also have an indoor range and have a range rental program with the guns that you can actually try out. And I highly suggest doing that. Spend some time at that rental wall or the rental case. Look at the guns that you can try out, guns that fit the idea of kind of what you're looking for. Shoot those guns. Even if you have to go to other gun stores or other ranges that have these guns that you can try out all the guns that you can. And then you're going to make an even greater educated purchase. Because the way a gun feels just handling it is very different from guns, the way they feel when you actually shoot them. And so it's important to make that decision based on what's going to work for you. And if you have a gun store that can do all that, for example, Point Blank Range, look us up at pointblankrange.com. We have well-lit cases. They're clean. They're bright. And we have a good rental program. And you spend, say you spend $50 worth of ammo and rental fees, and that allows you to try out a number of guns. Well, that's $50 invested in you making a good choice instead of buying a gun that you thought you wanted, and then you end up hating it, and then you've wasted a lot of money, you know, $500-$600 on a gun that you don't want and ultimately is not working for you. And that happens time and time again at places where you can't try before you buy.
Now, so, the range rental, go through that step with me. Now, when you rent, let's say when I come in, I want to fire a Smith & Wesson and a number of other Diamondback, those type of weapons. What would be the steps as far as range fees, and do I need to pay the range fees plus ammunition?
Well, every gun store, every range is different, right? I can only tell you what we're doing at Point Blank Range. If you come into Point Blank Range, and Sean, I do recommend you come out. We can barbecue together, and we can do this. You come out and you rent, say you want to try out some different 9mm. You're looking for a 9mm. At Point Blank Range, when you rent a 9mm, you're renting all the 9mm in that caliber. So you're going to pay $20 for the range fee.
Okay.
So there's $20 for the range fee to get on the range.
Okay.
Now, and then you're going to pay $20 for the rental fee. Okay. Now, at Point Blank Range, it's not by the hour. We don't watch the clock.
Ah.
And you don't rent one gun. You rent all the guns in that caliber.
Okay.
So you can literally spend all day long for only $40 to try out every 9mm that we have. And the only thing that you're paying for is ammo. So if you want to shoot a lot, you're gonna shoot more ammo.
Yeah.
That's going to cost you, you know, and 9mm is about $15 a box.
Yeah, yeah.
So really it's how much shooting you want to do. But you shoot one gun, you can go back to the range counter and say, hey, I like this gun, but I want to try something different. And write some notes down, write, you know, get a little, post-it pad or whatever, a little notebook, and jot down some notes. Hey, I like this gun. I like this way this one felt. And you'll go through and you try all those guns. And then when you're done shooting, you go over to the gun counter where the new guns are, and then you go over your notes, and you're like, yeah, let's take a look at this one again. Let's take a look at this one. Then you compare prices.
Okay.
Don't shop prices until after you shop the guns and you know what guns you want to buy. Then you shop prices. And at Point Blank Range, we're going to deduct that $20 rental fee off the price of that new gun. So it's not going to cost you any more to really get that that extra experience and knowledge, which is very important for that first-time buyer.
Yeah, that was one of the questions. So it's pretty much like when you buy a car per se, you want to make sure you test drive it, or you know,
Exactly.
Fire it in
exactly.
action and get comfortable and really make some notes about what the gun that you're or the guns that you're looking at. You want to take some serious notes and kind of think about it and get a feel for what it does, its performance. Because I think, at least for me, the last thing I would want to do is I would hate to have to use it and not really know how. George, when we come back, we'll go back over some there's a couple of other questions I have, and we're waiting for Mark Walters to get in. He's going to be calling us and giving us a brief news, I guess you could say, reporting from the NRA. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now, I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. But you better hurry. Registration ends May 24th. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, coming to you live from the Dallas, Texas Crossbreed Holsters studios. I've been wanting to say that for a long time. And speaking of Mr. Mark Walters, we have him on the line. He's going to give us a brief news update about what's going on in the NRA. What's up, my friend?
How you doing, Sean? So, boy, this is unusual being on this end of the mic with you, isn't it?
That's true. That is very true. And we got George, the Mad Ogre Hill, on, too, as well.
George, how you doing, brother?
Doing great, Mark. How's the NRA convention?
It's wonderful. And let me tell you guys something that I'm gonna make you a little bit jealous. I'm at the Second Amendment Foundation booth right now. We're in watching Mark Wills over at the FN booth.
Wow.
He's just playing some of his music, and he's giving away guns over there right now up on the stage. You just missed him run through three of his hits.
Wow.
And as we stand here at the booth right now, people are walking up to us all day long, loving the radio program, loving what we do. Can't wait to come in and talk about the Crossbreed Holsters studio, meeting Alan and myself. And I got to tell you, it's a great time, and here's what's more fun. Make sure when you talk to Shonto, tell him I asked about him. Everybody that comes by says, Mark, it's so cool to meet you, is Shonto.
I guess I'm going to have to be at the next one. Sure.
You're going to have to do it. But no, it's wonderful. It's an incredible event here today. I'm in the 5100 section. I'm right next to Browning, right next to FN, right over by, where am I? Next to Velocity Triggers. And again, I'm over here at the Second Amendment Foundation booth. It is absolutely packed here. Freedom is on a roll here. I had an opportunity to watch Wayne LaPierre, and of course LaPierre and the NRA gave their official endorsement to Trump today here at the convention just a couple of hours ago. And as I flew in this morning, the pilot yelled out the window, all of you on the left side of the aircraft, which I happen to be on, take a look at the airplane of your next president. And sitting right next to us on the tarmac was Trump's aircraft.
Oh, that's cool.
So we got some good pictures. You might be able to hear some of that in the background. If you do, I apologize if it cuts with our connection, but it is packed here on the floor. There are tens of thousands of people here, as you would expect, and I don't know how the news coverage, how the news media is going to cover it here, but freedom is on fire here. People are excited about what we're coming, about the election coming up, and I think we're in really good position here. Everybody here is in a great mood, and Louisville's doing us right.
Very nice. So what are you seeing? Speaking of, are you seeing a large number of women on the floor this year?
It's packed. It's absolutely packed. As I look out right now, I'm going to say better than 50% of my, as I'm scanning the crowd here, better than 50% are women.
Wow. That's
fantastic.
Better than 50.
That's huge. That's really, really huge.
Really something. It really is. We've sold some T-shirts and some life memberships to the Second Amendment Foundation already, fans of Armed American Radio. And I'm getting ready to head over to the United States Concealed Carry Association booth here in the next hour. And no doubt they're coming from between both booths. We've got a lot of fans. And this is a great place to be. So if you're listening and you're going to make it to Louisville this weekend, I hope to see you. I will be at the USCCA booth tomorrow morning, Saturday, till noon, and then take a lunch break, and then over at the Crossbreed Holster booth until about 4 o'clock. So come on down and participate. Freedom isn't free, and I'll tell you something. It sure is being represented here. I can tell you this all weekend. Thousands and thousands of freedom-loving Americans. And you know what's nice, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing young kids,
nice.
Women,
nice.
Black, white,
nice.
Yellow, green, Indian chiefs, every walk of life, law enforcement, military, veteran, they're all here. Don't believe what you hear from the loudmouth mainstream media. This is where freedom is. It's right here in Louisville this weekend.
Yeah, and now, speaking of, are our friends to the left, have you seen any of them creeping around with their little signs and stuff, or are they kind of not there?
No, not yet. I'm sure they'll be outside. I came straight from the airport directly to the convention hall.
Okay.
But I will tell you, as I was turning in, I saw something hilarious. I got a chuckle out of it. You ever get one of those gut laughs, you know, it hits you and you can't stop laughing?
Yeah.
It was raining, and I was following the car into the parking lot. It's a grass lot, starting to get a little muddy, and I looked down at the car in front of me, and it had a bumper sticker on it that said, Hillary Clinton is a very, very bad man. And I couldn't help but start laughing.
Wow. Now, was it a Prius? Because that really would have been funny.
No. It was a white minivan, a Chrysler Town and Country minivan. Hillary Clinton is a very, very bad man.
That is great. I love it.
That's the sentiments here at the National Rifle Association Convention. No friends of the left in here, I can tell you.
Absolutely. Now, if you could, do you know who's all going to be speaking this weekend?
Oh, my gosh. I don't have that in front of me, but it is a long, long, long list. Mm-hmm. Everybody that you would normally expect, several of the former presidential candidates, mm-hmm. Rand Paul will be speaking. Trump mm-hmm. wrapped up his speech just about an hour ago, mm-hmm. Something thereabouts. Wayne LaPierre and Chris Cox prior to that. They always get the crowd rabbled up at the Freedom Center. So,
yes.
It's a long litany of them, and they're going through them right now. They're speaking as we speak right now on the air.
And how long is the convention till?
Through Sunday afternoon. So if you can make it and you're within a driving distance, or if you're here in Louisville already, make sure to come over to the SAF booth and take a gander, meet Alan Gottlieb and the rest of the crew. And then again, as I said, the USCCA booth on Saturday and the Crossbreed Holster booth will be there all day.
And while you're at the Crossbreed Holsters, sign up and get you a new holster. You know you need it. You know you want it. You've been thinking about it. So
I got it. I got one yesterday.
See, I knew it.
I got the drop slide.
Nice.
So if you're, Sean, yeah, it's great, George. And Sean's right. If you're thinking about it, this is the place to pick
yes.
it up.
Yes, yes.
Because
mm-hmm. They've got everything there. They can sign you up. They can fit it, get it customized for you, and get you that new holster. You know, like I said, you know you want one.
Now, you can even order one with a USCCA logo on it. Might even be able to put a, I don't know what other logos they're doing. I'll have to check with them tomorrow. But at the convention 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago in Atlanta, mm-hmm. they were putting the USCCA logo on the orders.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, and remember to support all the organizations out there and do some shopping and get the new gear that you've been looking for and listen to some of the people that are going to be speaking if you're going. Because remember, this is the election year, November. It's all done, and we need to fight very hard for the Second Amendment, and we need to make sure that everybody rallies around the people that are going to help us fight this.
And, Dr. John Adine just walked up to the Second Amendment Foundation booth here. We've heard him on the air before.
Yes.
John is here. Dr. John is here. So you got to come out. If you're within earshot of us and you can get to Louisville, Kentucky, by all means do. It's a great weekend. Tens of thousands of law-abiding good Americans really sticking it to the anti-gunners and the un-Americans who tell us the lies.
Yes.
This is freedom. Freedom is right here in Louisville, Kentucky this weekend. Come out and see us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you got to tell me, what are you going to have for lunch? You know I got to wrap up with food.
Oh, you asking me that?
Yes.
I have no earthly idea. I had some stuff in the Delta Lounge, and that was about it. I probably won't get any food until dinner.
Oh, see. I knew it.
You're working too hard, Mark.
Yeah, Mark's working. No, Mark's having too much fun.
Hey, tell our friends at Emerson Knives and Crossbreeds that I said hello, and I need to order some stuff from them because they've got some great products that I want.
All right, well, you guys have a rest of the great show today. Enjoy it. Thanks very much for covering the Crossbreed Holster Studios for me. I appreciate it, and we will see you guys on the radio, and here we are at the NRA convention. Come down and see us.
Sounds good,
all right.
Mark. We definitely will.
All right, guys.
All right.
See you again Sunday night.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a great show.
You too. Thank you. All right. Well, we're going to go to break right quick. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about some of the gear that we need. We're going to especially talk about gear for women right here on Daily's Defense.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, this is AAR Shanto, and I'm here with Mr. George Matt Ogre Hill. We're going to be talking about, you know, if you have a wife or a daughter, and what should they do to prepare to embark on gun ownership. So, George, what should they do?
Well, they need to get out there and take a look, get involved, go to the range. Go to a good, clean range that's well-stocked, well-equipped, well-ventilated, that has good and actually certified range safety officers, mm-hmm. guys who take their profession seriously. Mm-hmm. So that would be the number one. You know, and we're seeing a lot of women come out. You know, I was just at what's called Matthews Beach Fest, which is a big, you know, street festival that, you know, I put up a tent and, you know, talked to a lot of people. And the most of the people that came up to talk to me about training and about getting into it was a very interesting demographic that I'm very happy to see. You know, black women, mm-hmm. Asian women, mm-hmm. like what Mark was just saying, you know, every color, every race, every creed, every different size and shape. But the women are, they're embracing the fact that gun ownership and gun training is not just for the men.
Yeah.
It's not just for white guys. We're seeing a very diverse group. And I've said it before that you cannot stereotype the American gun owner. The American gun owner is the only stereotype that is they're Americans.
Absolutely.
So I'm loving to see this. I'm loving to see this. Girls, come to the range. Look for the ranges that have a ladies' day. Point blank range, every Thursday, you can come in half off.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I talked about pricing $20.
Exactly.
You can come shoot for 10.
Wow.
So get your girlfriends together, come out, and get your hands on the guns.
Yes.
Get to learn the guns, the makes, the models, the way they feel, and, you know, get that training. Sign up for the classes. It's so important. Every problem in the United States, the solution is education.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And the same for gun ownership. We hear about gun accidents, not as many as there used to be because people are getting educated.
Mm-hmm.
Guns are more safer. And when we get, you know, the women involved, it's not just dad. Mom comes out, mom's the gun owner.
Yeah.
And mom needs to learn all the rules of gun safety, how to handle it, how to load it and unload it safely, how to store it, how to carry it.
Mm-hmm.
And women are doing that, and I'm so proud, and it makes me so happy. Anytime a lady comes in, hey, yeah, I want to buy a gun. And, you know, some guys might ask, is this for you or is this for your husband?
Mm-hmm.
No, the guns are for them. Mm-hmm. They're buying their own guns. So often guys are like, yeah, I'm going to buy a gun for my wife. Now it's the wife coming in, hey, I'm going to buy my own dang gun.
Nice, man, nice.
Embrace that freedom. Embrace that right that you have. So it's a beautiful thing.
Very nice. And now there are a number of products on the market that's geared towards women now. Am I correct?
You're absolutely right. You know, we've got the gun purses, and mm-hmm. there's guns that are in pink and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But you put that kind of stuff aside, the kitschy stuff, and look at what companies like Smith & Wesson are mm-hmm. doing. Smith & Wesson, when they made the Shield, now we're talking about the number one most popular handgun that women are choosing for themselves.
Really?
Smith & Wesson Shield 9mm.
Wow.
Now, when Smith & Wesson engineered that, you know, they consulted with and tried out different shapes and molds and sizes and everything. They were looking not specifically at the women market, but they wanted to include the women on it. And what they did was they hit a home run.
Wow.
You know, if we look at all of our sales for the last 6 months, the number one gun that women are buying is the Smith & Wesson Shield. And we're talking about the girls that have tried out the guns in a rental counter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've rented them, they've shot them, they've tried them out for themselves. And when they make that decision, they're buying a Shield. Now, when we go to the other gear, the number one thing, how are you going to carry that?
Yeah.
You got to look for a holster. And, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, you really can't ask the guys behind the gun counter for advice on a holster for women because, you know, we just don't have the shape.
Yeah.
We don't have the hips that women have.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't really advise you on what's going to work best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to say, just go ahead and buy it and try it and then return it if you don't. You know, that's why we have, you know, go to a shop that has some women on staff and ask them, ask the girls, because they're going to give you better insight than I can give you. I can only say what I have witnessed women buying and what I've talked to women and they have said that they've liked. I can give you that, but I can't give you any personal insight, you know,
mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, I'm not a woman. I don't have that, you know, the hips.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't have the hips. So look for sources like The Cornered Cat, our friend Kathy Jackson.
Yes, yes.
She's got a great website. It's all about, you know, guns for women and equipment and gear and everything for the women. So look for those kind of sources. But, you know, go ask the girls. If you see a lady working at the gun store, go talk to her. You know, ask her what she's carrying and how she's carrying it. And you're going to get some really good insight.
Do you see a lot of women getting into the industry?
You know, I'm seeing some more. We've had some, you know, a few more applications,
mm-hmm.
you know, with women wanting to become instructors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's always a great thing.
Yes.
And there's other groups. There's a group called the Well-Armed Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very popular group. And at Point Blank Range, we have what's called Ladies on Target, and the Ladies on Target is a good group of ladies that come out Thursday nights and they do some you know, some marksmanship training, and then we've got the Ladies on Target self-defense defensive shooting curriculum.
Nice.
Where they're basically getting ready for like IDPA.
yeah, nice, very nice.
And that, you know, like you said, that's what it's all about. You got to get that training. You have to get the weapon that fits you. You have to be comfortable with it, because in a when you have a drawdown situation, I've actually had two myself. Mm-hmm. You want to know that if you have to go there, that you can go there. There's no hesitation, yeah. Because it's a split second decision could be tragic for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, 99% of the hood rats out there that are going to tackle you or are going to have issues with, they're not afraid to use it. So you have to be trained. I mean, George has all throughout the hour, that's all he has talked about is being trained with the right gear. And it's all about having the right gear. You know, Rob Pincus says that as well. Masad Aoub says the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's got to be stuff that you can count on that fits you in your lifestyle, your activity, the way you dress, where you work, and how you work. It's got to work together as a system, and these are all very individual, personal things. So what might work for some of your friends might not work for you.
Yeah.
So you've got to tailor your program to the way you live your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so and here's the best thing about it. There's never been a better time in the world's history where you can get products that are specific and tailored that will work for you, almost like a custom system.
Nice.
There's more guns, there's more holsters, there's more accessories out there than ever before. And, you know, finding stuff that works for you, you're going to learn what works. When you start taking some classes,
mm-hmm.
you're going to learn, hey, this is working, or this isn't quite ideal.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you carry evolves. If you ask anybody, you know, guys like Pincus and Aoub, mm-hmm. you know, how their carry program has evolved, every one of them, they're all going to describe how things have evolved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things have changed. What they thought was used to be the best thing ever is now, you know, maybe less ideal because something has come out that is better for that purpose. So,
okay.
You know, whatever that purpose is.
All right. Well, when we come back, I'm going to kind of switch gears. We're going to get to food, as we always do. But I'm also going to ask George about what if you already have your concealed carry? What's the next step from that? What kind of training should you be investing in? Right here on Armed American Radio Daily Defense. Be right back.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
I'm just as good as these guys. When will I get my chance to prove it?
Your chance is now. American Marksman is a nationwide series of target shooting competitions designed to give you your big break. Think you've got what it takes to take home $50,000? Visit ammarksman.com to register today. That's ammarksman.com. American Marksman. Are you the one?
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Well, not quite. It's AAL Shanto. I am hosting the show today. Mark is at the NRA. He was on earlier today. So if you didn't get a chance to hear what he was talking about, he was giving us news straight from the floor of the NRA. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, I would definitely suggest that you hook up on the podcast. And that's real easy. Go to armedamericanradio.com. And all the archives are there. We got Mr. George Mad Ogre Hill here. We've been talking about, you know, what you need to do when you're trying to, when you have decided to buy a firearm, the steps that you would take. Now, my question to you now, George, is let's say I've taken all those steps and I've you know, have my concealed carry license and or permit, and I'm ready to go to the next step. What's the next step that I need to go to?
Well, I'm going to go right back to training again. Take a good defensive handgun course from guys like Rob Pincus. You can take them at Point Blank Range. You can take them at Thunderbird Academy in Wichita, Kansas, taught by our good friend Daniel Shaw. There's a lot of great training out there from great instructors at the local level. You don't have to travel across the country just to go to places like, you know, Gunsight or Thunder Ranch or those big name places. You can get them from literally across the country in your local hometown. You probably have some good instructors out there. Now, the key is to find the good instructors, because almost anybody can hang a shingle out there and says that I can teach you how to use a firearm. The key, though, is to find somebody that actually knows, has experiences, and is also a good teacher. And a good way to find those guys is by going to the ranges and asking folks. Go to the IDPA competitions. IDPA, International Defensive Pistol Association, runs a series of competitions. They're very low stress. They're very fun. And that's the important thing. This is fun, and they're usually really cheap. We put on IDPA matches at PBR twice a month at one location, once a month at the other location, and this allows you to put into practice the techniques that you're going to need.
Nice.
Coming from the holster and getting out there onto target and putting rounds where they need to go. IDPA is cheap and it's fun, and really nothing else is going to help you more. Take some classes and apply them during IDPA matches. And if that's all you
nice, do. Nice. So you kind of combine, if you combine both of those, you get to actually go out and train, and then you go out to put those skills to the test. I never thought about that. That's great.
Yeah, and like I said, it's so much fun. Mm-hmm. You're going to learn so much, and you're going to have a great time, and you're going to be able to rub elbows with guys who are, and this is for everybody, somebody who's better than you are, mm-hmm. and you can learn from them. You can learn by watching. You find the guys that are really good and talk to them, because these guys, they love to share information. They love to help.
Yes.
And they can put you in touch with the trainers in your local area that can help you become a better shooter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when you train, you need to know your weaknesses, and you need to make sure and reach out to the range instructor to make sure and let them know, hey, this is what I'm weak in. Am I correct? Is that one mm-hmm. of the things that you want to kind of talk with your instructor
right.
so you can fix the things that you may be weak in?
Right. And this is very important. You, especially for us guys, for mm-hmm. women, it's easy mm-hmm. because they admit to themselves, hey, I need to learn this.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at this. For the guys, we have pride. We have a lot of pride.
Yeah, we do.
And every time we go to the range, it's like a kung fu movie. My kung fu is stronger than your kung fu. And there is so much pride. You know, guys don't like to ask for help.
Yeah.
We don't like to ask for directions, which is why they invented Garmin GPS.
So, that's true, and that doesn't work very well for some of us.
exactly. So you go to, you do an IDPA, and if you're honest with yourself, if you're intellectually honest, you know, hey, I'm really slow coming out of the holster and getting that first shot off.
Yeah,
just that area alone.
Yeah,
and then you go to that instructor that you got referred to and say, hey, look, this is what I'm weak on. Can we work on this? And if you've got a good instructor, you know, like Point Blank Range, we do one-on-one training.
Mm-hmm.
We'll work with you on that. We'll get out the timer, and we'll, you know, set that buzzer to go off, and we will time you from the buzzer to that first shot. We'll look at the accuracy, and we'll tune you up. And we're going to help you with what you need help with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot of instructors, they are going to go through a program and basically play their sheet of music the way they like to play it, and you follow along.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to look for those instructors that can coach you and say, hey, look, I noticed this. Let's adjust your grip, or let's adjust the position of your holster or
yeah.
the angle of the holster. And they're going to fine-tune things that you don't even know are a problem because they're experienced enough to see it
yeah.
and recognize it, and then they can help you with that.
Absolutely.
And this is somebody, everybody, at every level, you know, no matter who you are, you work with an instructor. Instructors will work with other instructors
mm-hmm.
to fine tune, to constantly sharpen your saw, sharpen your you know, your skills, get that edge where it needs to be to mm-hmm. keep you in top form. Everybody needs to. If you take this seriously, you know, that's going to be the pursuit. But you know, what about the guys who can't afford to go out and do the training?
Yeah, yeah. Great question. Yes.
The best thing, and I got this from guys like Pincus, guys like Julie Golob, who captains, she's the captain of Team Smith & Wesson,
mm-hmm.
And a bunch of other, Doug Koning, a bunch of other top competitive shooters, they're going to say dry fire practice.
Ah, very nice. I was going to ask you about that.
Dry fire practice is free. It doesn't cost you anything.
Yeah.
You don't burn ammo. If you burn ammo when you're doing dry fire practice, you're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So
something really wrong.
Something real wrong. Exactly. Because you don't have to go to the range.
Yeah.
You can dry fire practice at home in your living room, in your office, you know, wherever you're at. And there's techniques to do that. And you know what? I'm going to write something up this weekend for MattOger.com.
Nice.
About dry fire practice. So keep an eye on MattOger.com this weekend, and I'm going to put it out there. Dry fire practice is the number one component to make you a better shooter.
Okay.
the number one.
Very nice, very nice.
And it's also the cheapest, which is a bonus.
Nice. Now, real quickly, what you got cooking this weekend?
Oh man, you know what? It's a kind of a cold, rainy weekend. It's going to be raining all weekend.
Yeah.
So instead of being outside on the grill, don't hold it against me. I think what we're going to do is we're going to do some chili.
Oh,
make some homemade chili.
I knew you were going there. You know what? I think I might do that myself, even though it's going to be fairly. It's going to be mild, but I think I might do that. I was thinking about what I was going to cook. So I bet you make a mean chili. You're a foodie like me, so I know make a mean chili.
I've got a well-developed table muscle right here.
Oh, there you go. Now, the next question is, what are you going to pair that up with?
Oh, man, that's a good question. You know, a good meat, because I put a lot of meat in my chili, and I'm one of those guys that like beans. I like beans in my chili.
Oh,
I like the full flavors, and I've got chunks of peppers in there.
Nice.
You know, something that robust, it's got to be something tough. It's got to be in like a big bowl of chili.
Yeah.
So it's got to have a lot of capacity. So I'm going to go with something like an FNX 45.
All right. Well, that's the
high capacity.
There you go. That's what he's going to be doing this week. Hope you all have a great weekend. This is AAR Sharto signing out. And, well, just make sure that you stay well armed and defend yourself.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.